So I came across this in my recent video. There's this social club at Harvard University called Hasty Pudding. And they have the Hasty Pudding Woman of the Year Award that they put out every year. And it's usually some famous actor. And then they go there and kind of hang out and take pictures and have a little party. It almost seems like a secret society, but you can see that it's a bunch of transvestites. Looks like we got three transvestites in this photo here. We know that the history of theater, the men always played the women's roles, going back thousands of years. Some people will say, well, they did that for a practical reason. But actually, it's documented they did it for a religious reason. Theater was started in a pagan religious environment for pagan religious purposes. It really hasn't changed much at all. All right, so this is the oldest social club in the United States. A transvestite social club is the oldest social club in the United States. Started in 1795. Hasty Pudding star-studded history. This is from the Harvard Gazette. There's James Lee Curtis hanging out with a bunch of transvestites, having a gay old time. See, it kind of makes you wonder. It's like, don't these movie stars have something better to do than go visit some college social club? And they do it every year. These are like very famous people going there to hang out with these college students every year. And they're dressed up like transvestites. What is going on? The club took its name from a traditional English dessert, pudding, cooked in milk. Milk in Greek is gala, and we know what the gala are. This is plural, so gala is singular. The transvestite priests or the eunuch priests of the Phrygian goddess Kabila. Gala in Greek means milk, and this pudding is made with milk. It's the mother's milk. The transvestites of the goddess are the mother's milk. Began awarding the Woman of the Year Award in 1951 to performers deemed to have made a lasting and impressive contribution to the world of entertainment. Entertainment is a cult. Entertainment is the cult of Kabila. The entertainment industry is a cult of pharmakia. Pharmakia is magic, sorcery, and even includes transhumanist medicine or drugs. Honorees have included titans. Titans were the Greek gods, the offspring of Uranus, Uranos, heaven, and Gaia, earth. The offspring of heaven and earth were the gods, iconic musicians, and even a first lady boy. The club has included women for some time, but has only had men on stage. So you can see right here, they tell you, they're keeping the ancient theater tradition alive by only having men on stage, and they're also playing the female roles. Look back at some of the luminaries, the planets, the lights in the sky. And there's Harrison Ford with a crown of serpents, flanked on each side by a transvestite. And he's even cross-dressing as well. Look at that. He's got a little thing down there. There's Hal. Hal hanging out with his friends, right? Happy. Finally, my true authentic self can be expressed in a convertible full of transvestites. Doesn't Hal have something better to do? No, this is the greatest day of Hal's life. And then they also have a man of the year. They started later. Oh, there's Clint. See, is it possible that Dirty Harry is a woman? It's like, we don't really want to believe that, right? It's like, no. And look at that. He's cross-dressing right there. He's got a bra on. American flag bra. He's a patriotic tranny, all right? So Alan Alda, a doppelganger of Megan Fox. Helen Mirren hanging out with his buddies there, right? Oh, Samuel Jackson doing a little cross-dressing. Now maybe he is a woman. He actually does have some feminine qualities about him, doesn't he? Scarlett Johansson, oh yeah. Hanging out with his buddies here. Wishing that someday the truth could be revealed. Oh, there's Tom Cruise wearing a bra. right? See, maybe that's his true authentic self. Maybe he misses his breasts. I think this dude's like 5 feet tall. It's like, why would you, like Tom Cruise seems like kind of a busy guy or a person, a busy entity. And he's going to fly all the way out to Boston and wear a bra that says Veritas on it, truth. This is true authentic self. He's got a bow tie and a bra. It's kind of a mix of male and female, isn't it, right? He's a functionary, a cult functionary in the cult of Kabila in the mother goddess cult. Whatever he is, male or female or something in between, married to the kid man. Either way, he's part of the cult. Now, the thing these guys hold in their hand, it's a little bowl, but that may be what's called the reed and bowl of the ancient castration cults. In fact, just the other day, someone sent me an email telling me to check out the reed and bowl ceremony, which I had never really heard of. But I was already making this video. In the process of making this video, I do get tons of synchronicity these days with the videos I work on and then the information that kind of comes to me. So that's probably what that is. I don't have any other references to it right now just yet, so I'll continue to look into this. If you have any information, put a comment below. But all these supposed male actors get on stage and put a, like, they basically cross-dress on stage and they hold this bowl thing. And I think that's where the testicles go. It goes back a long way. This whole thing is so old and ancient, and these guys are keeping it alive, and they're idolized as gods, and they're doing it all right in plain sight. So even this Harvard Theater Club, it may even be the theater department of Skull and Bones, I wonder. You know, like you'd think that all these different universities, secret societies are kind of connected to each other. They all share a love of cross-dressing. Like, why would they do this? What's going on? This is theater. Theater is a transvestite cult for the mother goddess. Cher. Cher was there. Mary Tyler Moore, feminist icon, actually a man. Houston, we have a problem. There's Charlie Therion, the beast. It's the image of the beast. People were attracted to this one, right? So they don't want to admit that they were lusting after a man. And the women wanted to be like this person here, and they don't want to admit that they were fooled. Nobody wants to admit they were fooled. But we've all been fooled by people like Charlie. So I wonder, is this a secret society? The club's game room, which has no windows or openings to the outside. Well, I wonder what kind of games they're playing that they don't want people to find out about. And then Yale, of course, has Skull and Bones, also known as the Order 322, or the Brotherhood of Death. Isn't that wonderful that former U.S. presidents were part of the Brotherhood of Death? That wasn't really the campaign slogan, was it? Vote for me. I was in the Brotherhood of Death. So I just wonder, is this Hasty Pudding Club kind of like the Skull and Bones of Harvard, right? Harvard University, the first university in the United States. And this club is the oldest social club in the United States. Now here's a list of the Woman of the Year at the Hasty Pudding Club. See, the whole thing is, it's just so weird. It's like, why do people even show up to this? I mean, if I started a social club at university and invited some famous actor to come, they wouldn't come. But if you get a bunch of transvestites do it, then they come and show up, right? Jennifer Garner, one of the most masculine people on earth, actually. I don't know how they continue to claim that this person's a woman. I don't know why anybody believes it. Well, I kind of do, I guess. People love to believe lies. I'm not going to go through all these, but we got ourselves a Tyrannosaurus Rex right there, son of Ron Howard. So we can see how all the celebrities have androgyne children, right? I mean, it runs in the family. So there's obviously the official story about their births are not true. There's something else going on. The Ukrainian, Now, this is another one that fools people. I've done videos on about half of these people on this list already. Claire Danes, Homelander. Julianne Moore. Anne Hathaway, About Her. Charlie, there's Charlie. His friends call him Charlie. Sometimes his friends call him Chuck. Never Mind the Bullocks, it's Sandra, the castrated bull. First job was working in a drag show. What kind of people work in drag shows? I wonder what the qualifications are. Ooh, Houston, we still have a problem. Trannies in the city. Michelle Pfeiffer, I've done videos on these people. I'm not transvestigating now. You know, this is not a transvestigation video. This is a video about a secret society of transvestites at Harvard University and ancient Greek theater and pharmakia. Meg Ryan. Ryan is a male first name. Meg Ryan has a prominent Adam's apple. Why is that? Gee, I wonder. Glenn Close, not close enough. Lucille had balls. Cher. There it is right there. There's the goddess. There's the Phrygian priest. There's the eunuch priest of the Kabbalah cult right there. I mean, it's the same thing. Nothing's changed. The people are part of an ancient cult. They may be part of an ancient bloodline as well. They may be a different species. They basically are. They think of themselves as a different species than us, and they basically are. Meryl Streep. Yeah, see? It's like a goofy-looking dude. Oh, Candace Bergen. Yeah, there's too many people. Oh, Carol Channing, remember that one? Look at that. Carol Channing, come on, give me a break. That's a tranny. Dionne Warwick, the Wick of War. Carol Burnett, come on, look at that. There's the detective. Yeah, the detective. Lauren Bacall. See, it's all Ethel Merman. It's not a mermaid, it's a merman. Damien the Omen. I mean, it just goes on forever. Jane Fonda. Katharine Hepburn, right? Yeah, there you go. Woodward. Yeah, that kind of looks like the icon of the Beast, Charlie, a little bit. Got that face, smoothed out face. Who's the first one? Oh, well, look at this one, the first one. Gertrude Lawrence, Larry. Yeah. Oh, no. Mamie Eisenhower was the third woman of the year in this transvestite secret society. Ike, right? Ike's husband. Now, you do got to wonder who's the man, who's the woman in this relationship. Do they even have real relationships? I kind of doubt it. Now, Skull and Bones, remember there was that scene in that movie where Matt Damon was dressed like a girl at the time. That's when they invited him into the Skull and Bones while he was cross-dressing. So you got the Umbrella Corporation with the T-Virus. You got Vought Industries with the Compound V. They want to turn the entire world into a transvestite cult of their goddess to finally unite heaven and earth. We've been invaded by a transvestite cult that wants to destroy humanity and take over the world. They're all a bunch of androgynes, and now they're injecting people with Compound V or the T-Virus, whatever it is. We'll find out. This war is not going to end until the Messiah returns, and the tribulation will get worse. It will be a short tribulation, though. That's the good news, is the tribulation will be a short period of time. Matthew 24, then they will deliver you up to tribulation, thlipsis, and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. And if those days had not been cut short, so those days will be cut short, but it's going to be so bad that if they were not cut short, no human being would be saved. No human being would be saved, which means that there's some kind of extermination plan going on, right? I mean, isn't that what that means? But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. So good news. Well, good and bad news. Bad news first, there will be great tribulation. There is no pre-trib rapture. Now, you're free to believe that if you want, but it's just not going to happen. So bad news, no pre-trib rapture. Good news is the tribulation will be cut short, and very good news, those who endure until the end will enter into the kingdom and have eternal life in a new spiritual body.